Hey guys, and welcome back to Daily Kaylee. Today's episode is the first in a series of installments that I want to introduce to my podcast. It is called Sit and Sip, and essentially this segment is going to be me just chilling out at home and talking to you like I would my friends. This series is going to be made up of shorter cases with less detail. And I will basically be giving you the rundown of what happened and give you my opinion on the case in general. So pour a glass of wine and cuddle up with your cat, light a candle, set the mood, and let's get into it. I think that red wine probably goes better with true crime because it looks like blood, but I don't like red wine, so I'll be drinking champagne. And you can drink whatever you want. It can be water if you must, but let's hang out. Today's episode is about the Lululemon murder. I actually had a friend submit this to me, and she thought that I would be interested in it, and I am. She knows me well. This case is very strange, and it's unlike the cases that I usually talk about. This is not a serial killer. This murder was probably not... This murder was probably not premeditated. We'll get into that in a little bit, but this is what I would like to call a crime of passion. I think there was some sort of personal conflict that was involved in this case, and you'll see why. The Lululemon murder happened on March 11th, 2011, inside of a Lululemon store, which was in Washington, D.C. A woman by the name of Brittany Norwood, who was an employee of Lululemon, murdered her co-worker, Jana Murray. The following January, Brittany Norwood was sentenced to life imprisonment with... The following January, Brittany Norwood was sentenced to life in prison, and she is not eligible for parole. So basically, what happened at this Lululemon store? Brittany got Jana into the back of the store after the store closed. I don't know if they had locked up and she gave her some sort of ruse to make her go back inside, or if they were about to lock up and got her alone in the back of the store. She attacked Jana Murray and inflicted over 300 injuries. Not only did she suffer from head trauma, but she had multiple stab wounds. Jana Murray died in the back hallway of Lululemon, and after her death, Brittany Norwood staged a crime scene. She told police that there were intruders and that they had raped both of the women and killed Jana Murray. The prosecution for this case had a strong basis that Jana Murray had accused Brittany Norwood of shoplifting and that this angered Brittany and that's why she was attacked. But they were not allowed to introduce any of this evidence in court. They did not have enough to support their case and it was not allowed. So Brittany's defense tried to get her a lesser sentence and said that it was second-degree murder and that the attack was not premeditated. I want to say that I agree with this to a certain extent. Obviously, I think that over the course of this evening, something happened. Maybe this is the evening that she was accused of shoplifting and it pissed her off to the point where she's like, okay, after work, I'm gonna kill her. I don't think that on a premeditated sense that she came into work that day already planning to kill her. I think this is something that happened that evening. So in a sense, I do think it was second degree, but I also believe that she had at least an hour or two to plan this out. So she's walking the thin line. It took police a week to decide that Brittany Norwood's story was not correct and it was not adding up. When the news first broke the following morning that this had happened, everyone believed that there were intruders that had broken into the store and attacked these women. But they were also extremely confused because apparently the neighborhood that this took place in was a very peaceful neighborhood. There was never a huge amount of crime. And because of this, it drew in huge national coverage. I mean, everyone was interested in this case. And after this came out that Brittany had done this and she had covered it up, it blew up even more. There was an Apple store next door. And it came out that on the night of the attack, the employees working there heard the screams, but they did not call the police. They didn't want to get involved. They weren't sure if these were screams of terror or if, I mean, there was a mice in the floor. There were mice in the floor. They had no idea what was going on and decided not to call the police. Multiple citizens of this community actually have gone into the Apple store and they've asked, like, you know, why didn't you call the police? What was going on that night? What did you hear? And they're not allowed to talk by corporate policy. So no one knows what was going through their heads. And in my opinion, I think if it would have been a different employee, they would have called. It all falls down to the beliefs of that employee and if they want to get involved or if they just want to leave it alone. And that's how it is with a lot of things in life. And unfortunately, they decided not to. The prosecution, like I said, they were not allowed to bring up evidence of shoplifting in the case because there was not enough. But what they said was that what caused Jana Murray's blunt force trauma were some of the pegs that they used for the mannequins and to hang up merchandise. Those heavy-ass metal pegs. If you work in retail, you know what I mean. She had taken them and beat her with them to try to kill her. And according to the prosecution, which, like I said, once again, they did not have concrete evidence of this. But according to them, Jana had caught Brittany trying to steal a pair of yoga pants. And this is when this all happened. I have read multiple articles on this case, and I still cannot make sense of it. Like, of course, we've all worked retail. We know how it is to work with an employee that you despise, but I cannot imagine going to work one day and deciding, I'm going to kill my coworker. Let me know what you guys think, and let me know what you think about this new segment that I'm trying. I'm trying to find a few more crazy but somewhat short cases. Open and shut cases is what I want to find for this so that we can just discuss what happened and figure out what we think went down. Let me know what you guys think. Thank you guys so much for listening. I love you so much and I will see you soon. Bye guys.